Welcome to another edition of Folk Box, hosted by Svetlana Yakimenko, for all you lovers of folklore out there. Today we continue our series within a series, Who Lives in Russia? Who? Why, over 100 peoples do. It's the job of our series to tell you about their customs, rites, dances, singing traditions, their cuisine, and even their folk tales. We know that our listeners, whatever their age, enjoy hearing the fairy tales, so I have one for you today. This is a tale of the Eskimo folk, a minority inhabiting the north, Chukotka. Actually, here in Russia, there are no more than 2,000 Eskimos, while all in all, there are just 110,000 Eskimos in the world. They are a wondrous folk indeed, treasuring the heritage of their ancestors. They're custodians of the old beliefs and tradition of maintaining very close ties with nature. They are sea hunters who keep up a natural dialogue with the surrounding world, the sea, the cliffs, fishes, animals and birds. For them, this is all a large, majestic part of the universe, glorious in its inner harmony. Where good and evil, nature's powerful forces and peace maintain their eternal balance. Here's an Eskimo tale with a very musical-sounding title, How Man Returns the Song to the Birds. In a cozy little nest, there lived three small birds, three snow buntings. The mother bird flew out every day to get food, while her young remained in the nest, singing their favorite song. The moment the sun came out, the birds would sing. Sun, hurry up and warm the earth with your rays, to brighten our day, so that mummy would rush to fetch us flies and gnats. Ayagu na lya lya. Their lovely song could be heard far and wide. The crow heard it too. He flew up to the nest and says to the youngsters, "You sing well. Sing the song once more, but louder this time." The young birds closed their eyes and sang out with all of their might. At this point, the crow seized their song and was off in a flash. He carried the stolen song to his nest up in the cliffs and sat down contentedly. Thank you. he began to sing it in his own fashion. Sun, hurry up and warm the earth, so that the mice and moles rush out of their holes, so that mother crows bring more tasty morsels for their young in their nests. Ayaguna kar kar. Meanwhile, the mother snow bunting arrived to find her offspring cowering in their nest and wiping away tears. Why are you crying, babies? Who has hurt you? That crafty crow has stolen our favorite song. He took it away high up into the cliffs, towering above the sea. Do not cry. I shall go to the man with the bow and arrows. He will help us. So the mother bird flew to the hunter. Good day to you, kind man. You can do anything. Help us to take back our song, which the crafty crow has stolen. The hunter reflected and said, I like your song. I always enjoyed listening to it in the mornings. Show me the way to the crow's hideout. Oh. the hunter took his bow and arrows and made his way to the cliffs. In the meantime, the crow sat there singing the song in his own manner. Aha, now I shall teach you a lesson, thought the hunter, and he began to take careful aim. The crow saw nothing. He opened his beak wide, showing the tip of his tongue. The song was hanging right there for all to see. The hunter drew the arrow against the bow and fired. The arrow shot through the air, seized the song from the crow's beak, and didn't spare the tongue either. The song began hurtling down into the sea off the cliff, but at that point the mother snow bunting rushed to snatch it up, and she took it back to her youngsters in their nest.
Hey.
The crow thus lost not only the song, but the tip of his tongue too. And since then, he's been without a voice. All he can do is croak. And the snow buntings, the moment the morning sun awakens, once again sing. Sun, sun, hurry up and warm the earth with your rays to brighten our day, so that Mummy would rush to fetch us flies and gnats. So they sing and recall with tender feelings the man who returns their music to them. So much for the folk tale, a gift from the Northern Eskimo people. More proof of why grown-ups too like a good fairy tale. Folk Box in the Voice of Russia World Service.
Yeah.